You're on 981-2NM. It's time to catch up with the Upper Hunter Community Services. I'm joined by the lovely Vanessa and the lovely Heidi. How are we, lovelies?
Hey, Barry, how are you doing?
Now, last week we were talking about donating formal wear. I did put it out to the population and a couple of things came back. One is that a lot of people had their formals a long, long time ago, so they hadn't held on to that stuff.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, maybe we haven't got heaps of donations because the moths have eaten some. But we do know that there has been formals every year. So come on, everyone, jump in and have a look in that wardrobe.
That's true. Although maybe are people getting a little bit more versatile as far as if they've got a formal dress, they might have been able to turn it into something else, perhaps.
Maybe.
Could. That's a popular thing to do, actually.
Yeah?
Right. Yeah, it is. I know a couple of young girls are doing that at the moment.
They must be able to sew. I think I've got more chance of welding than sewing, so I don't know. Not for me.
Well, if you've got a set of armour out there, bring that in as well.
Yeah, I'm onto that one.
But having said that, a lot of us have got the kind of gear that we would wear to an interview.
That's
the sort of stuff that you guys need as well.
Yeah, I mean, you even look at the simple side of it. If you've changed jobs and in that job you've changed careers, so you've potentially got that clothes sitting in your wardrobe that you're not wearing now because it's no longer relevant to what you're doing. So, and I'd like to consider most of us are quite well presented when we go to work. So there's, definitely some clothes that I'm sure could be handed over.
What about one of those people? You know, we always know somebody they started their job in 1976 and they've never left. They're still working there. So they turned up in an interview maybe in a safari suit. Do we do we still want that donation?
You see flares and that are back around. Like,
yes, they
are. You know,
maybe if you're working at a costume shop, you still need to make a first impression.
That's right.
All right, so where do we drop off all of our interview or formal wear to help out?
Okay, so we're still taking donations at all our drop-off points. In saying that, we have had some dropped into the QE2 building here in Musselbrook. And we've now pumping out our locations for the giveaways. So we've got Musselbrook, Marywar, Scone, Murrundi, Denman, Aberdeen and Singleton. So right across the Upper Hunter. So we're collecting any donations from any of those townships and give us a call at the office on 654-233-555 to confirm drop-off locations. So the first giveaway date we've got coming up is Tuesday the 3rd of August.
Right.
So it's fast approaching. So
it's not too far away at all. We're getting through this year rather quickly, aren't we?
We certainly are. Mm.
Yep. If anyone likes to find out more information, I know they can go to your Facebook page. I find that very handy.
So do we. When I forget what I'm doing each day, I just open it up and off we go.
There you go.
Life is so much simpler in 2020, aside from the pandemic, of course.
I know.
Heidi and Vanessa, thank you very much for dropping by this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Bear.